Cole Thompson had a bit of bad luck, which turns into a bit of good luck, with this issue of Lenswork Extended. You see, we had published a portfolio of grain elevators and silos in Lenswork number 75 from Larry G. Blackwood, some really terrific work. And, as it turned out, that issue of Lenswork had been on the street just a week or so when we received a portfolio submission from Cole Thompson of similar subject matter, treated somewhat differently photographically, but a portfolio of grain elevators and silos nonetheless. Well, what's a publisher to do? We can't publish two portfolios of the similar material back to back. But that very dilemma got me to thinking about the problem of choosing subject material and the problem of fellow travelers, which led me to contemplate this a little more deeply, which generated an article in this issue of Lenswork about fellow travelers, a roundtable discussion with a couple of other photographers. So in one sense, Cole Thompson's bad timing has turned into some very fortuitous timing for readers of Lenswork. It's an issue well worth thinking about and discussing, as are his photographs. It's a wonderful body of work. I really like Cole Thompson's images. And so, without any hesitation whatsoever, we're delighted to bring you his body of work in this portfolio. The icing on the cake, of course, is this business about fellow travelers, which I brought up in my interview with Cole Thompson, and it's very interesting to hear his perspective on this issue. But before we delved into that topic, I asked Cole Thompson to introduce himself to us, to talk a little bit about his photography and his introduction to photography. So here's my interview with Cole Thompson, recorded in April of 2008. Interestingly enough, you and I are exactly the same age, born in 1954, and we have another thing that's parallel between the two of us, and here we are talking about artwork, but neither of us have an artwork education, as it were. We're just guys that love photography, and I don't know about you, but occasionally I find that somewhat intimidating. I wish I knew more than I do, and then sometimes I think it's an advantage. How about you?
Oh, completely agree. I have no formal education. I have no education in photography or art. And when I go to somebody else's gallery opening and they're talking about one of their images in these big flowery terms, or I read an artist's statement, I feel very inadequate. But when I'm alone by myself, I don't, because I don't know that those things are very important. Maybe it's just about the work. Maybe it's just about the image on the wall and how people feel about it. And it's not important that I be able to put into words. Maybe that's not important.
Well, for a guy who didn't have a formal education in photography, what attracted you to it?
Well, I was 14 years old, living in Rochester, New York, hiking through the woods, and I stumble across vague memories of some kind of a ruin. And I was curious about it and found it had an George Eastman connection. So that spurred me on to reading his biography, and I was not even done with that book, and I just knew that I was destined to be a photographer. I feel like I was preordained almost to be a photographer, even before I'd even taken a picture or gotten into the darkroom. Me and my brother bought a Sears developing kit, commandeered the family bathroom, and you know, that magical moment that I guess only film guys experience nowadays, seeing that first picture develop in the developer, and of course you're hooked.
And you've been photographing ever since?
Well, actually, I had a 30-year hiatus. I photographed incessantly, completely. My entire life was photography from the age 14 to 24. Nothing else existed in my life except for photography, but then family and career took me other directions, and I didn't pick it back up until 2004. And so everything I've done really is from 2004 until today.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should identify that particular 30-year hiatus, because there was a lot that happened in that 30 years in photography, including things like the explosion of the photographic market through Ansel Adams, and of course, more recently, the advent of digital photography. So things were not the same when you came back.
No, and that's kind of what got me interested. The digital, it was at a point in my life where I had a little more time. Some of the kids were out of the house. I had a little more money. And digital kind of caught my interest. And that's where I kind of got started by purchasing a digital Rebel in 2004 and just became enthralled with digital and black and white. At the time, everybody was telling me that digital was fine for color images, fine for family snapshots, but it wasn't good for black and white. And something just said to me it was, and I struggled for a while. There weren't good printers at the time, and until I think Epson came out with the K3 inks, I don't think digital really worked well with black and white. But I've been thrilled with it, and that's really what got me excited about it.
And don't you sort of love when people tell you that something can't be done?
Yes, I'm kind of that way.
There's an immediate challenge to do it, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, this particular body of work that you sent into Lenswork of the silos, there's an interesting backstory to that, which people may or may not be aware of, so I'll explain it again just in case people haven't. And that is that we had received a portfolio submission from a fellow named Larry Blackwood, who had done grain elevators and silos, and we thought the work was terrific, and we published it in Lenswork number 75. And shortly after that magazine came out, we did another portfolio review, starting to look for work for the next issue of Lenswork, and lo and behold, here was your body of work. 36 images that you had sent in that are grain silos and elevators and whatnot. And we thought, oh, shoot, you know, we just published this and your work was beautiful, gorgeous. Larry's is too. It's not really that one of yours was, you know, head and shoulders above the other one or anything. They're two bodies of work that are very well done. And we thought, how are we going to deal with this? Because we've just published this work. What we did not know at the time is you guys actually know each other.
We do. We didn't know we were each doing grain silos, though.
Isn't that interesting? So how did you discover that A, you were both doing the work, and B, that you were both sending it into Lenswork?
Well, I didn't know he was doing the work, and I didn't know that he had sent it to Lenswork, but I put out my monthly newsletter announcing that I had completed this portfolio and linking it to the portfolio, and Larry writes back and says, hey, Cole, I've been working on grain elevators and grain silos, too, and in fact, I submitted it to Lenswork, and it's going to be in the next issue. Well, I got to tell you, I was heartbroken. I was devastated. I thought, you know, Larry had robbed me of my chance to be in Lenswork. And I was, for 3 days, I was seriously depressed. I really, really was down. And I just thought, there's no way I'm submitting, obviously. They'll just simply reject it and say, sorry, done that. Do something else. But after about 3 days, I just kind of got my, I don't know, I got my energy up and I started getting mad. And I said, I'm not quitting. If I'm not going to get in Lenswork, it's going to be because I got rejected, not because I didn't try. So I sent it in. And I got to be honest, I expected to be rejected with the explanation that Larry's had just run, but I guess I hoped something would happen, but I didn't know what, didn't have any idea. So I was real thrilled to hear from you.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting about it is we've seen now both bodies of work. I don't know if you've seen Larry's work. I don't know if he's seen yours.
Sure.
But there's a couple of images that are pretty similar, but they're not confused in the sense that I wouldn't look at your body of work and say, well, that looks like Larry's, or Larry's body of work and say that looks like yours. You both photographed the same subject matter, but you did it so differently that your individual personalities, I think, very definitely come through.
No, I agree. They're different. I think that when I first started photographing grain silos, I was traveling down in southwest Colorado, and it was a stormy day, and this ray of sunlight hit these three silos, and that's the image, three silos. That was my first shot of grain silos. And as I looked at that, I started now driving around seeing them everywhere. Once your awareness has become heightened, you see them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'll bet this has been done before. I haven't seen it, but I'll bet they've been shot as a part of a landscape or from a distance. And as I started getting closer to him, I started looking at him differently and seeing an opportunity for a more abstract view. And that's what I tried to do, is a little bit more of an abstract view.
Yeah, if not abstract, I'd certainly say detail-oriented. Some of them are quite abstract, that's true. But it looks to me like your emphasis here in this body of work is not on grain silos. It's on shape and light and contour and form, and grain silos just happen to be what you're photographing.
Yeah, I mean, they're fascinating. They're all the same in one sense. They're made out of corrugated, shiny metal for the most part, and so it became a challenge. But and I'm a cloudy photographer. I usually do not go out in the sunlight. I like cloud cover, but I found that grain silos really, really took on a unique, a look in the sunlight, because you would have one silo in bright full sunlight, another in complete shadow, and then the reflections coming off the lit one. And so I had to really learn to shoot over. And with digital, it can be challenging shooting in, you know, such bright conditions. So it was fun and it was a challenge.
Yeah, it's also obvious that this close view is what eventually dominated your approach to these things, because most of the images are relatively close and relatively detailed. So I'm assuming the idea of the silo in the landscape sort of fell away as being less interesting.
Yeah, and I suspect that it had been done before, and it didn't seem to present as many opportunities as getting up close.
Yeah. Now, you sent us 36 images. I don't know if that was self-limiting or self-editing, or if that's what your body of work is. How many did you actually make in this process?
Oh, there's more, but you know how it is, Brooks. There probably 36 that were even worthy of being considered. You shoot a lot, and you narrow them down, and a lot became redundant because, again, grain silos are fairly, I don't know, they're just, there's not a lot to them. There's this round corrugated structure, and there's only so many things you can do different. So I did have more than 36, but I think they were redundant or just weren't good enough to be considered.
So are you feeling like you're done with this project now?
I am. I'm done because I've caught a new interest, and I'm now onto that. And I shot this in about 3 months' time, and I tend to have a fairly short attention span, and my interests now are somewhere else at the moment.
Well, speaking of that, let me touch back on this business with Larry Blackwood's body of work. When you discovered that he had done a similar body of work and sent it into Lens Work, you mentioned that was disappointing. So now the grain silos are behind you, and you're on to a new body of work. Do you find yourself at all wondering if anybody else is photographing this and if you're unique, or do you care about that? Do you think about those things? How do you approach that challenge of finding unique subject material?
Well, I do think about it from time to time, but that doesn't deter me and it doesn't drive me for what I want to do. Even if I found that with my current project, circles had been done and had been done similarly, I probably would still go ahead and do it because it's fascinating to me. I'm probably a little odd in that I purposely do not look at other photographers' work. I do not buy books and go through them, search the web for images, because I don't want to find myself copying either their style or their subject matter. Now, it's bound to be true that somebody else is doing grain silos or doing circles or doing whatever subject I'm on. But at least I came to it honestly, I came to it with my own eye, and I came to it, I hope, uniquely.
Well, and that is really the magic of photography. If we're doing it well, we're doing it, I think, with the right kind of spirit, what we're really doing is looking at it through our own eyes and looking at it in the way that we can look at it, and maybe that the fact that other people have photographed it is immaterial.
Yeah, I know that when I grew up with Ansel Adams, he was my childhood hero, and later Edward Wesson, and I found myself for many years trying to imitate them. And it's easy to try to imitate Kenna or Weston or Adams or whomever we love, and that's a nice honor to them. But I wanted to go beyond that, obviously, and become my own photographer and see with my own eye. So that's why I try not to review other people's work. I try to at least be honest and fresh with my own view.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you before we started our conversation here that this situation with you and your work and Larry and his work spawned a very interesting discussion that we're publishing in Lenswork 2 in an article called Fellow Travelers, where I've asked three of the Lenswork alumni and some friends of mine to kick this idea around a bit. And one of them, Huntington Witherell, said something that I thought was just so right on the money, and I'm going to quote him here. He said, after all, photography is defined as writing with light, not writing with subject matter. And I thought that just nailed it. When you're out working on this body of work or your new body of work or whatever, you're working with light and with the ideas that are in your mind and with your eye. And the fact that you're working with a given bit of subject matter is, in some degrees, almost secondary.
I agree.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, that you mention your new body of work is circles. Why do I think I can see that in this body of work you've just completed, particularly looking at one of the images called Inside the Silo?
That's actually the image that kind of inspired me onto this project.
Yeah, why does that not surprise me? Yours is the only one I've seen ever taken on the inside of a silo. That must have been an interesting experience.
Yes, you don't appreciate how much pesticides are inside those things. I was worried I was going to get cancer as I stood there trying to get these shot. In fact, I rarely had an opportunity to get inside of a silo because they were either filled with grain or rats or something else. But that was the shot that just got me inspired about circles. And I thought, circles occur both in man-made objects and in nature, and I'm going to see if I can't do a constant treatment of them. So anyway, it was an exciting point to come across that one image.
Isn't that interesting how that new project of yours actually had its seeds, no pun intended, in your silos work? I think that happens a lot more in productive photographers' careers than most people are even consciously aware of.
Well, you know, I had mentioned this earlier in an email that I had not ever shot portfolios before. I was what I call a grazer. I would just go out and wander and hunt for an image that would strike me, photograph it. And I had this large pile of images, and maybe a few of them could be gathered together and kind of be called a portfolio. And I had submitted to Lenswork, last year, and you had promptly rejected it and said, you know, pick one image, give us at least 20 and resubmit. And while that was a little painful, I knew that was true. And that's what got me shooting, really, the grain silos in the first place, where I said, I'm going to force myself to focus on one thing, stick with it, complete it, and submit it. And now that I've done it, it was a pretty good experience. And so I'm happy to see that the one experience has led to hopefully another successful experience.
Well, I'm glad we could be useful in that regard.
And yeah, I appreciate the rejection.
I think looking at this, these 36 images that you've sent in, you know, I think any single one of them is a fine photograph in its own right. There's not a, as they say, a clunker in the group. Not one. They're all really terrific photographs and could stand on their own. However, having said that, I'll also follow that up by saying, as a body of work, looking at 36 of them, they do invigorate one another, and I end up with a much better understanding of you as a photographer, the subject matter, the light, the shapes, the abstract. Everything is enhanced by seeing more than one image. And
I felt that way at looking at Larry's work, having never seen
right.
it. And he, like you said, approached it slightly differently, and I was fascinated to see a completely different view on grain elevators and silos by looking at Larry's work.
Yeah. So since you hadn't worked necessarily in portfolios before, and now you have this body of work and maybe another one on the way, how are you thinking about this now relative to final presentation or final product, as it were, now that it's no longer appropriate to have, you know, the image in the mat board and the frame on the wall above the fireplace?
I don't know.
That's a tough question, isn't it? I think the obvious answer in the past has always been, maybe it's a book, you know, but books are expensive, and they have to be an economic commodity in order to make sense. It's one of the challenges of working in portfolios.
I've done a number of solo shows, and they've been perhaps more disjointed than they should have been, and I think this will allow me to present a body of work on a common subject and see how people react. It'll be fun when I finally show this in a show, an exhibition, and to be able to stand back and watch people and their reactions. Because in the past, my shows have kind of been greatest hits type shows.
Right. Well, I've told this story before, but I'll interject it here again. Part of the reason lens work is what it is in terms of the presentation of portfolios is because every workshop that I ever attended, there would typically be a critique session in which each of the participants would bring forth their greatest hits and show their work. And usually about day three or four or five, somebody would say, well, I've got this other thing over here that I didn't show, but I'd like to get some feedback from people. And they'd pull out some Light Impressions clamshell portfolio box or something and open up a portfolio that usually had a title page and maybe a text page or two and a series of images that were intended to be seen as a group. And the problem with these portfolios, they're oftentimes 10 images, 12 images, 20 images is a big portfolio, which is too many for most magazines and not enough for a book. And most galleries want your greatest hits because they're trying to sell work. And so these little portfolios of work languish because there's no place for them to be. There's no home for them. Mm. And it became the logical place, the logical thing for lens work to do is we could provide the publishing venue for portfolios that no one else seemed to be interested in. And hence, when we ask for work for submission, we want people to send us in 30 or 40 images from a body of work because we want to publish them as a portfolio. And
that's a lot of images. That's a tough thing to come up with 35 images.
It is. But isn't it an interesting creative challenge to do so?
And I think challenge is the thing that finally got me into it. It was a challenge. How can I take this rather boring subject matter and make it interesting? How can I do it differently? 36 times. Wow. That's hard.
Well, you succeeded because the body of work is very interesting. Beautifully seen. I think your use of light and tone and composition and shape is just exquisite. And wanting to embarrass you, I just want to say it's really a gorgeous body of work, and thank you so much for sending it in.
Thank you.
Copyright 2008, Lenswork Publishing.